Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. We're going to do it. We're going to tell the truth on the show.
Okay.
Who's on it? Who's juicing? Who's on it?
Guys, I've been on insulin for years. I'm sorry.
Can you be on a GLP-1 and insulin?
Yeah.
That's what it was originally created for.
I know it was for but it's like type 2 diabetics. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was like,
but,
to try to drag you out of it.
Way back in the day, I was doing research studies on metformin and stuff.
Is metformin a GLP-1?
No. No, I'm on metformin. It's not.
So you're juicing and you haven't told anybody.
She's been honest about
it. I have stated that so many times on here.
It's similar though, right? No? It's not technically a GLP-1, but it's, I don't know.
Because it's supposed to regulate
your... treating something different, I think. Mm. But it can have similar results. I'm not losing 30 pounds in a couple months level, but...
I don't know. I tried a GLP-1.
You hated it, right?
I am not a fan of feeling nauseous.
Yeah. Oh, and that's what it did for you? Is that what it does for everyone?
For a lot of people. It really, it does the opposite of what I thought it was going to do. Like it's supposed to, I thought it was going to like ramp your metabolism up and like you burn through stuff. It does the exact opposite.
No, I have the exact. So metformin, which is what I'm on for PCOS, which is no PMOS, is a pill that improves insulin sensitivity. GLP-1s mimic gut hormones to suppress appetite. And that's how they promote weight loss.
So like,
gotcha. So it's not changing your metabolism.
It just, I swear it slows it down. So like, if you eat too much, you're like,
suppressing your appetite.
You have GERD before you, like, you know, like, hack, I'm not trying to single you out, but you, like, you eat not great foods and like you can get to a point where you're like, oh God, I've eaten too much. And you're like, like that after 3 bites.
Oh, wow.
Like it gets, ugh, I'm so full. But like,
that's not going to work.
Your body's not actually full, but it's kicking it back up like you are. I'm just saying. The reason we're talking about this is so many people, there's a new study out that basically says, if you're on one of those, Ozempic, Wegovy, I don't know the names of all of them.
Tirzepatide.
Mongiorno,
like,
whatever.
Tirzepatide is.
Mongiorno.
No, Mounjaro, I think, makes Wegovy, maybe. Or does it not? I don't know.
I think they're separate.
Okay. Anyway, Tirzep is better, in my opinion, than the other one.
Sure.
I'm fully admitting right now, I am on something. But it's not a GLP-1.
Are you doing the GLP-3?
I am on the GLP-3.
How's it going?
What? They skip 2?
Yeah, where is the 2?
GLP-3, but I'm not on it. See, I can't talk about it. Because you're going to be weird. Because you get so mad that I'm in that space. Because you think I'm in a cult. I'm not in a cult.
It's actually less about the GLP 3 or 1 or 2.
I don't even know if there's a 2.
You're just like shooting up all kinds of stuff.
Yes, if somebody tells me it's good, I just tried something the other day called Glow. Holy God, was it good.
What?
Watch me walk and tell me it's not working.
Listen to yourself back and tell me you're not in a cult.
Stop it! No, okay, so GLP-3 has like 2 other things in it.
Yep, here we go. Like,
it's managing other things and it doesn't make me feel terrible.
Well,
and
that's good.
And like, you can drink on it, not that that's a selling point, but because it's not doing the same thing. It's like when your body like sheds cells at the end of the night, this like tells your cells, hey, when you're rebuilding, actually rebuild the way we used to be instead of rebuilding the way we were yesterday. So it like your cells, like your cellular age looks younger on a GLP-3. And I know this is a good thing because some of the big pharmaceutical companies are trying to copyright GLP-3. It's called Retatrutide.
Yeah, that's the one that comes up.
Yeah.
Google's having a hard time telling me the difference between 1 and 3.
Yeah. It's just got two other things in it.
I'll probably wait till like GLP-5.
And then the glow thing was like this. It's like what you shoot in your muscles when you're hurt. But then they put copper in it, and if you don't get it warm enough, it hurts.
Ew.
Like an MF-er.
Copper. See, they used. What are we doing?
Yeah, they used to just wear those bracelets, the copper bracelets.
No, this
bracelets.
Is like putting like, copper in your, I don't even know why, but they were just like, shoot it. And I'm okay, like, let's go.
You don't even know why.
I don't know why, but they were like, it's like BPC 157 and TB 500, which I love. They're two great, great drugs for healing with copper. And it's like, it's so good.
I just don't know.
Shout out Revive. Revive. Oh Revive MD.
You need to relax.
In a cult.
You're
way,
in a cult.
When you go to Revive, I do not get anything from them. They will get you these cool Nike shoes and this purple blanket. And you drink this Kool-Aid, you take a really long nap, and you're just, it's not a cult.
I just don't know why, like, the natural way to live is to age. And right, the cult you're aging. In is like, but I'm never, I don't want to age. I want to appear so much younger.
I don't want to appear younger. I want my cellular health to be better so I can walk.
Okay.
And I want my brain to work. I see the effects of not, like I'm not trying to make it sad right now, but like Alzheimer's and crap like that with my mom is like not a fun thing. This is supposedly in that space. I don't want to, listen, you guys,
so intense.
You guys don't want me to repeat myself. Well, you guys don't want
there's
me.
There's people who, on text
to
who would
repeat
say
myself.
You do.
He's going to do it again.
You guys.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.